Hello and welcome to the very first class of the Vibe Club. Can I get an amen in here?
Amen.
Amen.
It's so great to have you all here and to start doing this club together, because I just feel so strongly that doing this work has so much more effect when you have consistency with others, and when you can share your stories with others, and we can start to really build a high vibe together. Say yes if you like that.
Yeah.
Yes, good, awesome. And before the recording started, whoever is listening to this recording who couldn't be here today, if you hear the flute player outside, it's my crazy neighbor, and it's a lot of fun because I live in New York City. And so just either enjoy his flute playing or ignore him. Sound good, everyone?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. So the Vibe Club, I said this in the email and on the Facebook group, and if you're listening, I think that all of us here on the call live are in the Facebook group, correct?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. And so everyone that's listening that's to the recording, if you're not in the Facebook group and you're on Facebook, I'd like to have you in the group. So please make sure that you send me an email or something to be added to the group. Okay? Now, this whole Vibe Club is about us supporting each other. It's about us focusing with each other on the things that we want to attract and the things that we're in the process of attracting, and helping each other to do that. Because, you know, no man is an island, and this work, I believe very strongly, is about finding your tribe, in a way, finding your group, so that we can be consistent with it and see the results with it. Say yes if you like that.
Yes.
Yes, good. Okay. So the way that the club is going to work is that I'm probably going to be starting off and doing some review about the basics that we all know, because we've all gone through the three-step process and some of the other stuff that we've learned. I'm going to probably go through some of that stuff, but each month that we have this group, I'll introduce some new aspect of Law of Attraction. It's either going to be a tool or a philosophy that we are going to be able to apply to our lives. And we'll reflect on that for a little bit. And then the rest of the call is going to be really about helping each other, with you asking me questions, us sharing, and making sure that we're on track. Because, like the Course in Miracles says, you know, the way of the world, which is the way of the ego thinking, is really 180 degrees away from the thinking of spirit, and that's what we're really working with. We're not saying that in the Law of Attraction, but that's what it is. It's the other energy that's running through our lives all the time that we don't give enough acknowledgement to. So in groups like this, we can keep acknowledging it so that we stay on that, so that we don't keep falling into the ways of the world that keep going, you've got to work to attract the things. You have to work to get the things. You have to compete to get the things, to get the guy, to get the house, to get the free trips to Ireland, or you have to compete to get all those things. But we are going to be in a whole new kind of paradigm here, where we are going to allow it to come to us. We're going to allow it by knowing what we want. We're going to allow it by focusing on what we want. And then just you will start looking around your life and seeing that it's coming to you. And I know that all of you on this call and people that are listening have already experienced that. And my hope and my prayer for all of us, myself included, is that we live in that space more and more and more. Because you know, as we do this work, we realize it's not about the thing, you know, the free trip to Ireland or whatever it is that we attract to ourselves. It's not about that. It's about the feeling it gives us. And it's about the joy and the love and the ease of living a life without stress, without a competition, as I said, or separation, but of joy. Can anyone relate to that and say yes if you like it?
Yes.
Good. Okay. All right. So I just want to go through the three-step process again briefly. And as we go through that three-step process, I also will ask you if you have any questions about it. Then we're going to talk about this really cool new, that I haven't covered before, a new tool to help you to allow. Because as you all know, allowing can be one of the hardest parts in the process. All right. So as you all have already learned, the law of attraction has one job. It only has one job. And does anyone here remember what the two-word definition for the job of law of attraction is?
Match vibration.
Oh, my goodness. You're the good students. Give yourself a round of applause. Yay. Good. So the law of attraction is just matching our vibration all the time. And it's matching our vibrations. And how many kinds of vibrations do we have?
Negative and positive.
That's right. There's negative and positive. But we can only have one at a time. We can only have one vibration at a time. It's either negative or positive. We can't have two at the same time. So those vibrations are what we are sending out. And the law of attraction is just matching those vibrations over and over and over, whether we know it or not. So we're in the process of learning what our vibration is, because as we learn what our vibration is, then we have a choice. If we don't know what our vibration is, we don't have a choice. And so hopefully here we will start to learn what our vibration is and being more clear about what our vibration is. And I'm just going to ask you all, and anyone, and just for the sake of the call, if you can just sort of state your name before you say something, that would be great. Has anyone here, since doing the original four-week course or the live full-day course, have you been more aware of what vibration you are in? Anyone here?
Yes, this is Richie.
Yes, Allison.
Richie, you have?
Yes, and Jennifer.
Yeah, Jennifer. Allison?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And has it been interesting or surprising what your vibration has been, or has it been, anyone can answer this, or has it been pretty much what you thought it was when you checked in with yourself?
This is Ruchi. I was surprised how much, I think I always knew it was a little bit negative, but I was surprised how much it was when I first started doing it, but how easy it was to switch it around.
Oh, I agree with myself.
I agree.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that. Ruchi, tell me more. What do you mean about how easy, by using the reset button?
Yeah, I think, I still am a little stuck. Which I think you're going to touch on later with the allowing. But, yeah, the reset button, the just watching the don't know and not. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That really made me aware of the way I was saying things and even thinking things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's quite enlightening, to say the least, when you start to say, how many times am I saying don't not know? And how am I pushing away? Because I'll tell you, you know, the main thing that I want to teach you more than anything is to live a life where you're flowing towards things instead of pushing away from things. And so Ruchi, let me just ask you, when you were aware of those things and you said the reset sentence, so what do you want, what you said it was easy to switch? Is that what you were saying?
It was easy to use that the way you worded the what do you want. It was easy in that way. I think I've tried in the past to just say, like, be positive, you know. I would call it neutral positive, where I was like, don't think anything. But just the reset, the way of saying it, made it easier, I think.
I'm so glad. Anyone else find it easier? Because I think that, well, hold on. I don't want to ask that question yet. I just want to really congratulate you, Ruchi, on that, because I think that one of the things that you've really honed in on, which is a real trap in doing this kind of work, is that just think positive things, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Just think positive. But what happens is you go, I should be positive. I'm supposed to be positive. But you're like, well, how do I get to be positive? Anyone relate to that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because in a lot of this work, you'll hear from a lot of different people, it's like, you're just supposed to be positive. Well, that's not really helpful a lot of times, because how do you get to be positive? And so the reset button is such a valuable key. It's so simple, but it really does go, oh, that's how I get positive. I don't want this. I do want this. That, and then you go, as soon as you say I do want, it goes to a higher and positive vibration. I love that. Now, I forgot what my other point was, but anyway. anyone else have anything to say about realizing your vibrations, Jennifer or Allison?
For me, Max, Jennifer, I noticed, like, for myself, I would, you know, if someone's negative or, you know, saying stuff that's just draining, I would just run away from them. So now I'll give them, in my head this is going on, I'll give them, you know, a few minutes, listen, maybe go along with it for a minute, but that's really it. And then I would try and change the conversation. And a couple of times I found myself to a girl at work, you know, I'm like, then what do you want from them? And she would be like, I don't know. You know, and just I was trying to, you know, instead of running away from everyone, I was trying, you know, maybe... you know, to pushing towards, I was trying to do that a lot.
I love that. And it's interesting because you do find a lot about people when you do that, because you're not running away from them. You're, like what you just said, you're staying with them, and you are coaching them and you're helping them. And what will end up happening, Jennifer, and I'm sure I know you and I know that this is happening for you, is that people are starting to come to you to be like, well, how do you do that? What do you do? Right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even my parents are a little bit less on my nerves. They're much better.
That's great. I love that. Cool. Well, thank you for sharing. And keep doing that, everyone. You know, and I think that Jennifer brings up a really good point here. It's not about, and one of the things is, what is the thing that I say about our vibration? What are we supposed to be doing?
Oh, mind our vibration.
Mind our vibration. Mm-hmm. Let's all say that.
Mind our vibration.
So what Jennifer just said was a perfect example of minding her vibration and not going and switching channels or going to the other person's vibration.
And it did feel good, Max, going towards them at the same time. Like, I wasn't going to do anything. I'm becoming more aware of what's feeling good and what's not. And if it doesn't feel good, I run. But I felt good doing it at the same time.
You know why? Because helping people feels good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right? Good.
Right.
Thank you.
I never used to feel that way, but you know, it does.
Yeah, and it does feel good when you hold your vibration without lowering it to help somebody. Most of us in life, we shift our vibration to help other people. We get on their level. That never feels good.
That's what happens to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyone else here relate to that?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what used to happen to me.
That's big stuff. Let's give Jennifer a round of applause. Yay!
Yay!
Good. That's awesome. Allison, did you want to reflect about the knowing your vibration at all?
I don't really have any thought right now.
Okay, that's okay.
Maybe later. Okay. Yeah.
No problem. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're going to move on. So we know our vibration. We know if it's negative or positive, and we feel it. And feeling is so important. And then we from our vibration, we start to discern what we want and what we don't want. And that's where really identifying what it is that we want is the first step of the formula. And then really realizing that we have to look at what we don't want so that we know what we do want. And the other word for what we don't want is our contrast. Do you all remember that word?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good. So then we know what we don't want. And so we get really clear about what we do want. And so contrast, what we don't want, is our friend. We want to see what we don't want, so we make sure we're really clear what we do want. So once we get that and we get really clear, then the next step really is to give attention. What are the three words? Can anyone tell me the three words about what we do want? What do we want to do? Give it attention, and what are the two other words?
Energy and focus.
Yeah. Let's all say attention, energy, and focus.
Attention, energy, and focus.
Okay. So we give it attention, energy, and focus. And once we do that, it gets into that, what's that thing that I teach about, our vibrational?
Bubble.
I love the vibrational bubble. The vibrational bubble is really important because you start to really realize what you have been giving your attention, energy, and focus is in your vibrational bubble. And once we start to see that, we start to clean it up and we start to move it out, whatever it is, because it starts to naturally move away because you're starting to focus on what you do want. Because when you focus on what you do want, the law of attraction is going to give you more of what you do want. And you start to see evidence of that. So that's the second step, is to give your desire attention, energy, and focus. And the third step is, what is the third step, everyone?
Allowing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And allowing is the part that has many people stuck, not always. Some things you can allow more than other things. Some things are much harder to allow. Like, you know, just for instance, you know, you don't think to yourself, oh, I need Kleenex and I'm going to have to go to the store and I'm going to get it and I'm going to allow it to come to me. Because you just know you're going to have it. You just know you're going to have it, right?
Right.
Or whatever it is. Whatever is around your house that is just there around you, you don't have any issues around allowing it. You don't have a belief like, I don't deserve Kleenex. Something's wrong with me. My nose is not deserving of Kleenex. Whatever. So we don't have any limiting belief around Kleenex. Do you get what I'm saying, everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that can be with anything in our life. And the problem that we have with allowing is that we have limiting beliefs that don't allow us to bring them into our life. And the opposite of allowing is a word that starts with D. What is that
word?
Doubt.
Doubt. That's right. Mm-hmm. So the higher your doubt, the less your what?
Allowing.
Yeah. Allowing or manifesting. Mm-hmm. So if we have really high doubt of having the perfect job, really high doubt, we have a really low allowance or manifestation qualities to bring that job into us. And if we have a little bit of a doubt, then we can have more of allowing. But if we have no doubt, how much allowing do we have?
We have 100% allowing.
Yeah, 100% of allowing. 100% of allowing. So today, I want to give you, I've already given you a couple of different tools for allowing. And one of the tools is to celebrate the matches of whatever it is you're desiring. Because as we look at the things that are coming to us that are on our want list, and we say, oh, look, there's a very similar guy to that I like, that I want in my life. I see him. He may be with another person right now, but I see him. And you go, oh, okay, so check that off. There's already that in my bubble. Or you see couples, and just take the example of if your desire was your perfect mate. And so you start to look and you start to celebrate the matches of it, and you say, ah, there's one, ding. There's another example of it, ding. And as we start to do that, does our doubt go up or does our doubt go down?
Down. Goes down.
Goes down. It goes down. And it makes it more believable that it can really happen. And one of the things that is so important is that we really have that experience that we have a belief that it can happen. And so today I want to give you another, I hope you all have a pen and paper. Do you have a pen and paper?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. So the celebrating the matches is one thing. Tracking the matches in the log or journal is another tool. But one of the other tools that I think is really, really great and really wonderful is called allowing statements. So I want you to write on your paper allowing statements. So, you know how you write your desire statement in number two, and everyone, you write your desire statement?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you write your desire statement. I'm just going to go off here. Well, actually, does someone want to volunteer something on their desire statement about what they might want? Anyone? Bueller? Hello? Okay, I will give my. An example. Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead. Who was going to say something?
Well, one of my desire statements is my financial situation and relationship with money. That's what I did. One of my desire statements. I've been working on three, probably too many, but I. That was one of them that I did the desire statement. So, what are you?
Okay.
All right.
So Jennifer, can you give me one sentence from your desire statement? My ideal money situation is whatever.
Yeah. I love knowing that my ideal financial situation and money relationship allows me to have and enjoy everything that I need and desire to bring more joy and freedom to my life.
I love it. Great. Beautiful. Mm. I love that. That's nice. Isn't that nice, everyone?
It's nice.
Yeah.
That's good. Feels good. Okay. So you go through your desire statement, something like that, like a sentence of yours, and as you go through those, one of the most important things is not the words that we're saying. What's more important than the words we're saying?
The feeling.
That's right. So what happens with us in the step three of the allowing statement is that we will write a desire statement, not the allowing statement, a desire statement, and there'll be, you know, we'll have 8 or 9 different things about, I love knowing that, whatever it is. And part of you goes, I don't really believe that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So one of your, something in your desire statement might, I'm just saying might, have a feeling of, I don't know if that's true. So, Jennifer, can you say yours again?
Yes. I love knowing that my ideal financial situation and money relationship allows me to have and enjoy everything that I need and desire to bring more joy and freedom to my life.
Okay. How does that make you feel?
Oh, that makes me feel good.
Good. Awesome. Okay. So I'm going to say something that might not make, well, might be feel a little like, I don't really believe that. Okay. So I love knowing that my ideal financial situation brings me $100 million a day. That makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Do I believe it?
Yeah, maybe
do I believe
not so much.
It? Yeah, not so much, right?
Yeah, and it goes not. Yeah.
So it goes to the negative side, right?
Yes.
Because is there a lot of doubt in that statement that I just said?
Yes.
Yeah, there is. For most people, $100 million a day is a lot. I'm doing a very extreme example. But so if you have anything in your desire statement that makes you feel like that's not possible because people don't make $100 million a day, whatever, let's make it a little easier. Let's say $1 million a day, okay? $1 million a day. So an allowing statement is a process where you start by asking yourself, is there anyone currently doing what I want to do or have what I want? So let's just take that. Do you think that there's anyone in the world that's making $1 million a day?
Maybe, possibly.
I would say yes.
Yeah.
I'd say yes. There's probably what's the Facebook guy? Zuckerberg?
Oh,
he's
right.
Probably making $1 million a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bill Gates is probably making $1 billion a day. This is a very extreme example. But so when we see that Mark Zuckerberg or Bill Gates is able to make it, to do that, on some level, that helps us to go, oh, well, it's not impossible. It is what? It is possible.
It's possible.
Mm-hmm. It's possible. Because most of our limiting beliefs are based on it's not possible. It's not possible. But all we have to do is we start by asking ourselves, is there anyone currently doing this or having that same thing? So I want you to write down that sentence. I'm going to say it again. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is there anyone currently doing this or having this situation or what you want? Doesn't matter. So that's the first thing. So, for example, if your thing is my ideal body and you want to lose 70 pounds, 60 pounds, whatever, and you look around and you're like, oh, I don't think I can do that. That feels like it's sort of impossible. It feels like it's going to be really hard. And then you ask yourself, is there anyone currently that has lost 70 pounds? And you say, yes. Isn't the answer yes to that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So immediately that makes you go, it is not impossible, it is what?
Possible.
Possible. So your doubt is going down, okay? So the next part of this, the next part that I want you to write down is just write exactly what I say. If so, then how many people have been doing this today? And then you put a question mark. Yesterday, question mark. Last week, question mark. Last month, or last year. So do you all see if, let's just take the weight thing, because it's a big thing for a lot of people. If my ideal body is that I want to lose 70 pounds, and it feels like that's an uphill battle, it's going to be crazy. Do you see how just going, wait a second, hold on. Is there anyone else currently doing this? And I can say, yes, for sure, there is. There's probably about maybe 1,000 people just within New York City, where I live, that have done it, okay? So, if so, how many people have done it yesterday? Well, maybe 10. Maybe in the last week, 100 lost it. Maybe in the last month, probably 200 people lost it. In the last year, probably 1,000 people lost 70 pounds. So, immediately, do you see how when I say it, what is my vibration going from what to what?
Impossible.
Negative to positive.
Negative to positive. Because it gives us the possibility. The possibility. Okay? It gives us this possibility. And when we do that, we can start to see, wait a second, thousands of people, even in my own neighborhood, have different body sizes, and they have lost 70 pounds too. There are actually probably millions of people around the world that have done it. And they are probably more happy, and they're more slender, and they're living a really healthy life, and that's what I want. So your allowing statement has to do specifically with the evidence that you know of other people doing it in the world, and writing an allowing statement that has to do exactly with that. So your allowing statement has to state, oh, okay, you know what? There are other thousands of people that have been doing the same thing, and in my city they've been doing it. There's probably this many people that have been doing it. And once we start to, that will shift your limiting belief. That will shift your limiting belief. So you ask yourself, is there anyone currently doing what I want to do or have what I want? And if so, how many people have been doing this today or last week or last month or last year? And then you write an allowing statement in the third person, like I said. So thousands of people have been doing this in my neighborhood or in my state or whatever, and they've probably lost this much weight. So that's an allowing statement. An allowing statement is just another tool for you to start to remove more doubt. Okay. So that's what an allowing statement is. Allowing statements have to do with finding the evidence in the world of other people doing the same thing that you're doing. And you want to write those things down and remind yourself, because your belief might be, well, I can't lose 70. I'm just going to keep using the same example. I can't lose 70 pounds. I've been trying and trying and trying. But if we just open up and look at the world, we start to go, well, if they can do it, I can do it too. I can do it too. And it immediately starts to raise your vibration up. And when your allowing goes, your vibration goes up, your allowing goes up. And your doubt goes where?
Down.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. So that's what's called an allowing statement. Does anyone have Does it make sense? Do you see what I'm saying? Do you hear how that can help you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that's the technique I wanted to teach you tonight. And do you have any questions about it? Is it clear?
It's clear.
Yes, it's clear.
So you can use this with relationships or with a job or anything you want. All right. So now we're going to – I'm just going to open it up to any of your questions, experiences, challenges, successes that you've been experiencing with doing the three-step system. And anyone can ask anything right now. And I just ask you to just say your name and then ask or share your experience. I know that a couple of people before we started the recording had a couple of experiences. So who would like to go first?
Hi, Max. It's Jennifer. I wanted to share that I manifested going to Italy next month.
Congratulations.
I always wanted to go to Italy back in since 2006, but I never really actually thought it was possible. I was like, oh, you know, it's expensive. I just put it in the back of my mind and, you know, just hope someday I would get there, but never really thought it was possible. And then within, you know, doing the course, then within the last few months, I was talking to a friend about I was trying to think back today of when it started, and I wanted to go back to school. And a friend mentioned to, why don't you take a language course, because he's taking French. I'm like, oh, that sounds fun. So I wanted to take Italian. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I really want to go to Italy. And then just certain things kept happening. My cousin wanted to go, and then one of her patients was a tour guide. And then I got in on a raffle in April that the whole trip would be paid for on this tour for 14 days. And then just one thing led after another. Then Max, you sent me an email, and I was in contact with that woman to cook in Italy with that Italian culinary school. And then just so many little things were happening. And so then my cousin wound up booked her trip. She found that she had free miles and stuff, so she booked her trip. So my cousins were going this summer. And then I'm like, oh, I'll go maybe in a year and a half. So now the possibility's there. Now I even know what tour I want, where I want to go. So now I'm even closer of what I, you know, my match that for sure I want to go. And then the tour person said to my cousin, if I follow his blog, because he does two trips a year, the one recently, he would give me money off in September 2013. I'm like, oh, great. So I followed it every day. It was so interesting to read, and where, you know, they went to where our ancestors left Italy, and it was just so interesting, the Murano factory. And then when I came back, he said, you have to come to Italy. I don't care how you get there. You have to come. And I'm like, you know, I don't know if I have the time off of work, you know, money right now. It's next month. I'm going next month, July 30th. And he's like, I don't care. And, like, as I was saying stuff, the deal got better and better. And he was like, well, surprise your cousin. I'm booking your flight. And everything, he just didn't care about the money. He's like, you have to come. You're going to surprise your cousins. And he has the plane fare, you know, I land an hour before. And I'm going to surprise my cousins when they get off the plane in Rome. But I'm only going for 8 days because the time off of work was too long for me. They're going 2 weeks.
Wow,
though. So, and then, you know, it's funny, too. The next day after the plane fare was booked, and I still am, like, in awe that I can't believe I'm going to Italy, I logged on, and I came into work, and sure enough, in Living Social, I got a email to learn a language in 5 weeks, and starts July 9th. And it was
nice.
A deal, you know, that was good, but, I didn't follow through with that, but just the point. That's where it started, too, because I was going to go back to school.
Another synchronicity, too, is I started learning Italian myself. So
Oh, maybe you can come.
Allison, you got to teach Jennifer Italian now.
I know.
Yeah.
I only know like two sentences.
I know capiche. I know capiche. I can say that. So
wow.
I'm really excited, and I still can't believe I'm going to Italy yet, but that's okay.
Okay, I want to go now too. I will go.
I'm gonna be a stickler now. You love when that happens. You're not gonna say I can't believe it anymore.
Oh right. Yes, I love when that happens. My language still is a work in progress with the don't, not, no, and can't.
But it's true. When we say I can't believe it happens, that's negative. Because that is affirming more and more that it's impossible. We want to know everything is what is
possible.
Well, that's the thing too. And you know, I feel so anything is possible. When I hear people talking and they say it's not possible, and I'm thinking, of course it is. Anything is possible.
Everything.
Within the last few months about Italy, so many things were popping up, you know, one after the other. You know, I have a St. Anthony thing that I couldn't wait to go to the Vatican to find him. I even told the tour guide about him. He's like, we'll find him in Vatican City.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That's
so many things.
Amazing. That's amazing. And I want to just really support you, Jennifer, and everyone on the call and listening, is that, you know, what Jennifer really did was that she made a decision. She knew what she wanted, and then she kept bringing it into her bubble more and more and more. And every time that she saw something that matched, she celebrated it. She acknowledged it. She said, oh, there's another Italian thing, and there's another Italian thing. Here's another Italian thing. Oh, my goodness, it's coming in my bubble. And what's the law of attraction to match our
vibration. But, you know, now I think back, you know, I think back, and I wasn't doing it on purpose. I just, it felt good, you know, and I would just be so excited. And, I mean, I would think of it as of doing it, but I wouldn't, you know, try and control it or go, you know, or I don't, what am I trying to say? But I just let it happen. Mm-hmm.
You allowed it.
Yeah, I surely did. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to emphasize with everyone here, is that it is the things that come quickly like that or that are like that are usually the things that make us feel what?
Feel good.
Mm-hmm. Keep going to the most important thing is that we feel good. If you don't have that written down, please write it down. The most important thing is that we feel good. You can write that down a million times. The most important thing is that we feel good. Because when we feel good, it's matching, it is in alignment with our spirit. It's in alignment with who we are. And if we keep going towards those things, just like Jennifer said, it will manifest itself, because that's the way the universe works. That's it. It's so true. No, I was just going to say, I'm so proud of you. Go ahead.
I mentioned to my parents the other day that I was going, and my mom, too, was feeling Italy. Like, she kept seeing movies, and then she wrote to my grandfather's cousin in Sicily, and just so many things kept coming up about Italy, and it did feel good each time. It felt better and better.
Yeah.
And I just knew that I was going to get there someday. I knew I was going to get there, and it just came so quick. I feel like I'm being beamed there. The tour guide did everything. He's great. He's absolutely great. He sends me a bunch of stuff and to read about Italy. And
look how you attracted him into your life.
Oh, he's great. He's so great.
Good. And the other thing I want you all to write down, this goes with it, but I want you to write down, the more you feel good, the more you feel good. The more you feel good, the more you feel good. And that might bring up limiting beliefs for you, like, how good can I feel? What is it? How much good can I allow myself?
Mm-hmm.
But the more you allow in little by little, the more you'll go, oh, this is the natural way of being. Because the other way of being in the paradigm of the world is that the more you feel bad, the more you feel bad.
That is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the saying, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Because the rich have rich in their vibration. And that's all they're like, it's the normal thing. It's all good. Hey, whatever. It's all good. I have money. It's all fine. Poor go, oh, I don't have enough money. Oh, my goodness. I would struggle. Oh, my God. I don't have enough. Whatever. But you see how it is? The rich get richer because that's what they're living. The poor get poor because that's what they're living. That's what their vibration is doing all the time.
And there's no
but
doubt.
Now you all have tools to go, wait a second. I'm not doing that no more. So good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So anyone else have any successes or challenges at all for anything, any part of the three-step process that you want to ask a question or share?
I have a question. I just want to share, like, small little things. I've just been having little synchronicities all the time, just for the most, just the minor things, and then they'll show up later in the day, like the exact same thing. Like there was, I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I saw on some morning show, there was Duran Duran was playing, and so I was talking to my mom, and I said, oh, do you remember them from the 80s? To see if she remembered them, and I was trying to find like a YouTube video or whatever, and she didn't, right? So later on in the day, I was in the car with her, and we're driving to, I was bringing her on an errand, and I flipped on the car radio, and that was the exact song, the Duran Duran song that I was trying to find in the morning.
Girls on Film, or?
No, it was Rio. I thought maybe she would remember Rio. But anyway.
Love
it. It was the exact song that I was, anyway, so I just, at that moment.
It was the exact song you were. Yes.
Right, exactly. So, and like a lot of little things like that. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's like law of attraction or it's
that happens
that
to me
it's
a lot.
Vibration, and I can't. You know what I mean?
Well, what do you think that what is that saying to you? What is that? What do you assess from that, Allison?
Like our thoughts are very powerful.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm using also too that I'm maybe using my intuition. I turned it on right at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
But a lot of little things like that, like all the time. And
yeah,
I do have a question though. Is you know, people have problems allowing. I don't really have problems allowing, but I have problems with focusing and when to look at when I'm supposed to allow, set time aside and look at it, or is it just, do you know what I'm saying? Like when exactly should I set like 15 minutes in the morning and just look at my desire list? And
well, good question.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about like saying, what is one of the things you're working on, your ideal what?
I'm focusing on job.
Okay, so your ideal job. You have your step one, your list done?
I have it. I don't have it in front of me, but I have it.
Okay, that's okay. But you have that done, and you've
mm-hmm.
written a desire statement about how your ideal job is this and this and this, and you love it.
Like clients.
You have it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to come back to something that's I don't want to give you any hard and fast rules because this is not about hard and fast rules. This is there are three steps, and you have to feel your way through it.
Mm-hmm.
But there is an element of making sure that you're giving it attention, energy, and focus, but not doing it so it's a should. Right. Doing
it. I mean, it wouldn't be a should. I really want to, but I want to, you know, I want to, I know that focusing is just one of the steps. Like, I'm very good at allowing, but I'm not good at, like, thinking about it or having enough time to think about it or...
So the allowing part of it is we don't have to, I mean, there's the tools that I gave you, this allowing statements, and then there's the celebrating the matches and everything. But on some level, the allowing part is the do nothing part, actually. It's the letting go of it all. And so what you want to do is you want to say, well, it feels good for me to read this allowing statement or the desire statement. To read the full thing when I drink my coffee in the morning. Oh, that feels good. I'll do that then. And then maybe, and what's really good about the desire statement is that you've created all these little sentences. Yeah, it makes me excited knowing that. I loved when this happens. All those little sentences in there, Allison, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to just have those sentences and memorize them in your head. And so that you know, so that you can say them to a friend every once in a while, you can say them just in your head every once in a while. But the main thing is that you do it as it feels good. Like, wow, this feels good knowing that I love that my great, perfect job is going to be this and this and this. So
okay.
It could be once in the morning, it could be once in the evening, it could be four times a day. But always go back to your gut. Your gut's going to go, okay, that feels like a good thing for me. And so there's not a hard and fast rule. Some people do it different ways. I tend to make sure that whenever I do a desire statement or whatever I'm working on, I don't give myself a hard and fast rule because sometimes I just do it, the first step, what I want, and then it starts coming to me, so I don't have to focus on it. It just starts coming.
Right.
But some things, they don't come,
or it's not
manifesting. And so I go, I'm going to take the time after I do my meditation to just read that and be in that space and go, I can feel it. That feels good. Great. And then
right.
I let it go.
Okay.
But then other things, I go, it feels good to read it before I go to bed. So I don't want to give you a hard and fast rule.
Yeah, because I don't want to be like, I have to read it. It's not coming fast enough, so I have to read it more. You know, that.
Because
I must not be reading it enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Because then that has an element of doubt.
Like, right, where is it? That kind of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going, where is it? If I say it enough, it'll come.
Right. Right, I don't want to do that, exactly.
Yeah.
So Max, you just put it out there and then just let it be, right? Or you have to give it attention.
You have to give it attention by noticing and going, wow, okay. So just like the Italy thing, you noticed where it was happening. You didn't have to keep going back to a design statement. But you knew what you wanted.
I kept noticing. And then the more I noticed, the more I felt good. That's what happened with Italy. And then just more things kept happening and more things. And then it just kept feeling even better.
Yeah.
It's even noticing little synchronicities, too, that kind of makes you feel better, too. Like, back to my stories, that, you know, it makes you feel good when it's sort of like you're in sync with the universe when these things happen.
That's right.
Yeah, I love
it's
that.
It's like a confirmation. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Yep. Because your doubt is going down and you're going, wow, it is. I am connected to the universe. I am. Mm-hmm. You do have that connection. And the more that you see that, the more that you go, okay. You might not be focusing on, it's really good, Allison, that you said, I'm noticing all these synchronicities in all these different areas, because that is giving you an overall really kind of good grounding of a belief that there is a universe and there's a system that's supporting you all the time, and you can be a conscious creator with that universe.
Right.
So my advice to you would be, you know, whatever it is, and my instinct is telling me that maybe – the job thing isn't the thing that you should be working on because it seems like it's too much work.
Yeah, true.
Maybe you should work on something that's easier or mm-hmm. do something that's more fun mm-hmm. right now.
Yep.
Like mm-hmm. maybe it should be something like what's a wild dream that's a fun thing that you want to happen to your life in your life. That's sort of like, that's fun. Because job has a lot of connotations of gotta get it on some level. Like, I really want it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm going to manifest a trip to Italy and report back to you.
Exactly.
Why don't you come? I'll tell Nino.
It's funny, the reason I started learning Italian anyway is I was at the library, and I wanted to get the advanced CDs for Spanish, to become fluent in Spanish, but I'm, like, beyond intermediate, and they didn't have it. But so I saw Italian there, and I said, oh, well, there was no Spanish at all to take, so I'll take Italian. That's how it started, and now I really love it. I love it more than Spanish. I love the language. So there we go.
Come. You can help me speaking it.
It's a great language. It really is. It's so cute. I love it.
Oh, wow. Okay, so does that help, Allison?
It helps immensely. I am. Thank you very much. I'm going to switch, focus something more fun.
Yeah, maybe right now. Mm-hmm. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure. Ruchi, did you have any comments or questions or successes you wanted to share?
I think you touched on my question, which is allowing. It's the balance between when you really, how does it go? When you get it when you're least looking for it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
With balancing with still giving attention. I think I was trying to figure out how do I do both, where I'm not looking for it, but I'm still giving it attention. And like, so as an example, like with mine as an ideal mate, with online dating, like, yes, you should keep your profile active, but should it be on it all the time, searching, or just check in once in a while?
And it's
you
just
know
like
I mean?
A knowing that you put the energy out there and it's going to come back.
Right. So it's like, I guess my temptation is to want to go on and search.
Yeah. Which and what is, where does that temptation come from? Does it come from a place of need or of like, ooh, this sounds like fun?
I think when I first joined, it was like fun, but now I'm like, okay, I really want to find my mate. So then it's like, now I'm searching.
Okay. So be really, really, really aware of whenever you go online to do a search, to check in with your gut and go,
right,
is this going to be fun? Or am I doing this because I want to fill a need because I'm feeling like, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's really, really, really important, because then the vibration you're giving off to the universe is needy, needy, needy.
Right.
Not, wow, I'm sure that there's going to be a guy here and I'm just going to have fun. Whatever. It's all good.
Right. Yeah. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's funny because I feel like I can do it with anywhere else in my life except for this one area.
Yeah. Of course. Yep. Me too. Hello. Me too. Me too. We
yeah,
all have areas like that.
Back.
So this is actually a good area for you to be like, you know what? I'm gonna be really kind of strict with myself and mind my vibration, and say
right.
I'm only gonna do it if it feels good.
Right.
Because you have an intention. Your intention is a totally great intention to find a mate. And
right.
there's more than one mate for you. There's a lot of mates. So get the idea out of your head. I think I told you this before. Is
yeah.
let go that there's that one guy. And anyone that looking for a mate, we need to let go of that there's one guy, because statistically it is proven that there are many, many, many people that would in the world that would be a perfect match for you. So just be really clear with yourself and go, in this area, I'm going to really come from a place of integrity and following my intuition and following my vibration, that if it doesn't feel good, I'm not going to do it. And that's going to actually keep your vibration higher so that you can allow more to come to you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then with the celebrating, I'm in general a private person, so it's hard for me to celebrate, I guess, verbally, or just talk about my desire statement out loud and stuff like that, which is why I posted on the website, because I wanted to try to be more verbal
yeah.
kind of thing. So that was just my other point, is just my personality is private, so the celebration seems a little harder for me. Like,
okay,
internally,
well,
I celebrate, but...
That's okay. That's okay. And you know what, Ruchi? That's totally fine. And I don't know if you were on the calls, and I think that I've said this before, that celebrating doesn't have to be like, I'm like, you know, don't take me for an example. I'm a little crazy. I'm like, tell everyone I know, and I'm like, I'm from Manchester, whatever. You don't have to do that. You just have to go, oh, look. It's happening. It's an acknowledgement.
Right.
And go, okay, something's shifting here. I like it. It feels good. Something's shifting. There's a match. I like it. And maybe if you have one girlfriend that you say something to, there is a lot
right.
of power in saying it out loud, but, you know, you can say it out loud. That's why I formed the Facebook group, so you can say it out loud.
Right.
And I really applaud you for doing that. That's really big. Because then you know that there's other people that are supporting you, and we're all on your side too. And we all know it's possible.
Yes.
Does that help?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Cool. And everyone, you know, listening to the recording or, you know, live here, I want you to make it a habit when we do the recordings to listen to them during the month, because there's probably going to be a few little things that you probably didn't get. And this idea of, I think that Ruchi, thank you for bringing it up, is it's a really important one of, where are we coming with our vibration? Are we coming from a place of want, or a place of like, oh my God, I need it, or a place of that feels good? Do you see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Keep going to what feels good. And if it doesn't feel good, like I just wrote this newsletter that I'm going to be sending out this week, I wrote this whole thing about newsletters, because I always had this thing that I learned from some other coaches, that you're supposed to do a newsletter all the time and you have to keep up and business, blah, 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 blah. And I did it for so long and I was miserable. I hated it. And I didn't want to do newsletters. Nah. And then I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do it when it feels right, when I have something to say, and when it feels like it's in line with my spirit. And as soon as I did that and I started to just do it when it felt right, guess what? My business skyrocketed, which is completely antithetical to what I was taught, because I was going from the should place. I should go online. I should search those guys. I should. And you're shitting all over yourself. So we don't. Everyone write this down. We don't want to shit all over ourselves.
I like that.
So every time you feel like you're shitting, stop, take a breath, and go, do I want to do this? No, it doesn't feel good. Don't do it. Don't do it. That's minding your what?
Vibration.
Yeah, that's minding your vibration. Most important thing. All right. I think that we covered a lot of different things tonight, and I think that it was a really good first call. Thank you so much, everyone. Give yourself a round of applause.
Yay.
Hey. All right. So I'll emphasize this again, that I would really encourage you to use the Facebook group. I'm always going to be going back in there and put up your successes, your questions, and I'll go in there at least once a day. And anything that's inspirational that you heard from someone else that can help someone else, do that, and I will do the same thing. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
So before we totally wrap up, we're just going to go around, and I want to just ask what stood out for you today, and what did you learn that you might do differently in the future? Who would like to go first?
Ruchi, and don't shit on yourself.
I love it.
Thank you.
And a reminder, and I learned this from your first class that I really liked, is that you're going towards something, and that really, like, spoke to me. So I still like that reminder.
Bad. Not bad.
And for
Thanks.
Me, it was about knowing things are possible.
And for me, it's like asking, is this going to be fun, and focusing on that. It feels good.
Good. I love that. You know, one of the things that Abraham Hicks says a lot of times, and I said it today, is lighten up, lighten up, lighten up,
right.
Lighten up. We want a life of light. We want a light of life of ease and joy. So we're not going to get that through working hard and forcing ourselves. Have fun. Have fun. That's how I manifested Ireland. That's how I manifested a lot of things in my life, because I just keep going for, like, that feels good. I don't care what anyone else says. I'm going to go for it. Feels good. So congratulations, everyone, on all of your successes. And I see a lot of you are really shifting and changing. So I'm very proud of all of you.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you, Max.
So you're welcome. I'll send out a couple of different this recording, and then I'm going to be sending out a couple of different radio shows that have to do with beliefs that I did before that I think is very applicable to this to the Vibe Club. Okay?
Okay.
Great. Okay. And you know my email address in case you need to think private. If it's really private, you can send me that and I will respond to you. But if it's not private and you want to share it with the group, then put it on the Facebook page. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you, too.
Okay, bye. And I'll talk to you next month. I'll let you know when that's be.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Oh, really quick. I'm just in case, if you have any friends that want to do the four-week course, I'm going to be starting another four-week course next week from tonight. So I'm going to be sending out that information. If they want to do it, you can let them know. Okay?
Okay. I think my friend emailed you, Max, Angie.
Oh, yes, she did. She did.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
She's in Germany?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was perfect because I said, oh, I'm actually going to be doing a live full day in New York City in July, but she's like, well, I can't do that because I'm in Germany. So
I would love for her to come back to New York.
So it'll be perfect for her. Thank you so much for doing that.
When does it start? When is the next class start?
A week from tonight.
Okay.
And I'm going to be sending out some stuff, an email with, I'll do the same procedure. I'll do on Monday night, I'm going to do an intro all, and then Tuesday night we're going to start. Okay?
Okay.
All right, everyone. Thank you again, and I will talk to you very soon.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Okay. Good night.